Welcome to Wells Daily Devotions from whataboutjesus.com. The Word of God from 2 Corinthians chapter 11, verses 25 and 30. 3 times I was beaten with rods. Once I was pelted with stones. 3 times I was shipwrecked. I spent a night and a day in the open sea. If I must boast, I will boast of the things that show my weakness. What's in it for me? That can be a selfish question. It can also be a legitimate question. The person may simply want to know whether the sacrifice they're going to make will be worth it. If not, it would all be in vain. Jesus made a sacrifice. He paid dearly with his own life, so you personally benefit and gain eternal life. The payment Jesus made by his suffering and death was not in vain. It accomplished forgiveness and salvation for you. You gain all that Jesus accomplished through faith in him. Jesus calls believers to be committed to following him. There is a cost or consequence to following Jesus. It may not always be easy. We may not always be the most popular in this world. In today's Bible reading, the Apostle Paul, a committed follower and servant of Jesus, talks about the cost. He was rejected and physically persecuted. It wasn't always smooth travels as he shared the good news about Jesus. It was hard. It was uncomfortable. But it was worth it. Yes, there is a cost to following Jesus. It is certainly not a price that we pay to be saved. Jesus alone paid the price in full. But it is a result of being saved. It's not always easy to be a believer in today's world. But it's worth it to trust in Jesus and commit our lives to following him. Because through him, we have what the world cannot give. We have peace, peace with God. We have hope, hope that lasts to eternity. To the world, it may seem like we are weak or that our Christian life is in vain, but it's not. In that weakness and humility, God makes known his all-surpassing power. We may experience light and momentary troubles, but through Christ, we gain eternal life as a gift. It's worth it. Lord, may I praise you even in weakness and difficulty, so that I may see your grace and power. Amen. Thank you for listening. For more devotions, go online to whataboutjesus.com, click on Worship, then click Daily Devotions. God bless your day.